Hello, everyone. Today is the 10th of May, 2019, Friday morning, TGIF. And as we do most mornings, we read from the Daily Light. The Bible never gets old. It's a compilation of the King James Version of the Bible. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Greetings, Alan Taylor. Welcome aboard. Good to see you. Against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Good to see you aboard, Ashley Kinney. Greetings to you as well, Ben Tamale, this Friday morning. That he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is death, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down. Welcome, Don Clough. Good to have you with us. Which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto the death. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I've just read from 1 John 3:8, Ephesians 6:12, Hebrews 2:14, Colossians 2:15, Revelation 12:10, 11, and 1 Corinthians 15:57. Yes, it says very specifically, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. You know, that's hard for us to understand sometimes when we realize that God created this devil, but yet the Son of God was manifested in time that he might destroy the very non-elect angel that he created. Welcome aboard, Andre Barros. Well, who can understand the mind of God? Okay. There's no way we can fathom the mysteries and the purposes of God. Now, he has revealed a lot of his mysteries to us in his word, you know. But you know, the foolishness of God's ways of man, Scripture tells. Wrap your arms around that one. The foolishness of God is wiser than man. Well, I'm reminded of a scripture in Romans that said, I'll go back to it real quick. Romans, he tells us that In chapter 11, he says, verse 33 of chapter 11 in Romans, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. You know, I'm amazed at some of these people that get on these highfalutin programs and start opening their mouth, and what comes out of it. I was sometimes I watch, just, I can't take very much of it, but maybe I'll tune in for 3 minutes just to see what these people are saying. And it's just amazing. And they have such a huge, huge following. If you don't believe me, just go on YouTube and plug in Perry Stone and listen to him for about 5 minutes. Wow. You know, these people think they have all the answers about everything. Eschatology. And they're so highly educated in theological garbage. And he even said, I was listening to a short piece last night. He said, now, a lot of this is not in the Bible. This is coming out of Talmud and traditions and everything else. But it's not in the Bible, but we can learn from this. We can learn from the Talmud. You know, Psalm 36, verse 6 says, Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are great deep, O Lord. Thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Welcome aboard, Eric Garthy. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you with us today. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. Let not thy foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down and shall not be able to rise. You know, this theme that is set forth by so many of these people that have bought into, have drunk the Kool-Aid regarding the presupposition that all the Jews are God's chosen people. Well, all the Jews are not God's chosen people as far as being recipients of His grace. Or they would embrace Jesus Christ as their Messiah. Now, we're told that we're not to be proud, we're not to boast against the branches. But he's speaking here of those, the remnant of spiritual Israel. The biggest problem today is all of these people who have ushered in this whole genre about 1948 and 1967, the Jews returning to their homeland and all of this, realize this is all lies. It's all lies. This was propagated by people for one reason and one reason alone, the lust for power. And the Jews that are over there residing in Israel, in Jerusalem, never were there. They are not the original inhabitants of that land. And I'm not going to get into all that. But the point is, I remember I've shared this several times. When I was about 12 years old, my dad, because my mom was attending a church that taught this same stuff back then, that all the Jews were God's chosen people, and you could not, if you curse Israel, you're going to be cursed, and if you bless Israel, you're going to be blessed. My dad said, you know what? I can prove to you very easily that all the Jews are not God's chosen people. Of course, my mom got real upset. But he said, if they were God's chosen people, they would embrace the Messiah. If they were chosen by God, they would gladly praise Him and exalt Him as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He was right. God has His remnant from every people, every tongue, and every nation. And there's a lot of people that are deceived about Israel. There's a lot of people that are deceived about Ben Netanyahu and Donald Trump's. Donald Trump ran on the premise, keep America first. I guess he's convinced the only way he can keep America first is by keeping Israel first. Let me tell you, the state of Israel had literally killed and murdered thousands and thousands of Palestinians. And they have no moral compass whatsoever. They promote homosexuality. They promote, they're against the propagation of the gospel in that country. And the only ones who are going to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, the Jewish, are just like the Gentiles that have come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. They've been chosen in Him from the foundation of the world. They've been predestinated unto adoption to be recipients of His grace. And let's never forget that. Let's not call good evil and evil good. Let's not exalt rabbis that are subscribing to absolute Luciferian writings like the Kabbalah and the Talmud that blaspheme our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's not promote the wide laws. You know, Jesus Christ was the lawgiver, not the Jews. Okay? And we're no longer under the law. So why are they trying to promote that all the Gentiles should be under the law? They're trying to bring us back under the law again, just like the Hebrew Roots movement. You know, we're not under the law. We're under grace. And how can they understand grace if they haven't been a recipient of grace? And we're going to place ourselves under those who are trying to put us under some Noahide law concocted by the Talmud? I kind of get going sometimes. You know, I remember way back, the Trinity Broadcasting Network has been hyper-dispensational. They've tried to merge dispensational theology with Roman Catholicism. I remember when Paul Crouch had on Bishop Sheen from the Roman Catholic Church promoting Bishop Sheen. And now Pope Francis has said that the Jewish rabbis are his brothers in Christ. Why is that? Because they're trying to bring people back under the law, just like the Roman Catholic Church is trying to do with all of their members. We're not of that persuasion. We do not subscribe to the Talmud. We do not subscribe to the Kabbalah. And we do not subscribe to the Council of Trent, which states that if you uphold the free will of man, if you deny that man has a free will, then you are anathematized. If you deny the free will of man, you are cursed. In a nutshell, both the dispensationalists, the Zionists, and the Roman Catholic Church, and the Jesuits, and the Masonic Lodge, and the Illuminati, and the Rockefellers, and the Rothschilds, they're all in the same camp. They are shaking their fist in the face of God Almighty and Jesus Christ. They're saying, just like it says in Psalm 2, you know, let's just read Psalm 2. This is a good explanation of what we're seeing right in front of our face right now with these people like Perry Stone. and Jim Baker having his own personal rabbi and trying to marry, okay, Judaism and Christianity. That's what came in. Why for years did they call it Judeo-Christianity, Judeo-Christian heritage? There's nothing Christian about Judaism, and there's nothing Judaism about Christianity. They don't mix. They're like oil and water. They don't mix. Well, we're reading in the second Psalm, and he says, why do the heathen rage? Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? That's a vain thing to think that those who are subscribing to the Talmud and the Kabbalah and the Council of Trent are in Christ Jesus. The kings of the earth, set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Why are those who are coming against Zionism being attacked for speaking out against false doctrine? Why? Why? Let us break their bands asunder and cast their cords from us. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear it. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Jesus Christ is the king. The Father is set on his holy hill of Zion, not some physical place over there in Jerusalem. We're marching to Zion, that beautiful city of God, that city that's coming out of God, out of heaven, the new Jerusalem. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Jesus Christ said while he ministered here on earth, my kingdom's not of this world. Why did he destroy the first and the second temple? Because he's the temple. He's the temple. We don't need any third temple. We don't need to reinstitute animal sacrifices. Jesus Christ has already entered once into the holy place and sat down and made atonement for us. Amen. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with the rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Be instructed, ye rabbis that are trying to institute Noahide laws over God's people. Be wise. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest ye be angry and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. What a contrast. What a contrast. So this morning, I just wanted to point these things out, that we're living in strange times when they make laws against speaking against false doctrine. When they say it's anti-Semitic unless you uphold the Talmud and the Kabbalah. Wow. It's anti-Semitic if you lobby against a foreign entity. Well, let me tell you something. They can call me anti-Semitic. I do not hate anyone. I do not hate any Jew. But I am absolutely, unequivocally against Zionism and the false teachings of Zionism. And God being my helper, I will proclaim it until the day I die. Zionism is an attack upon my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his completed work. That's what it is. So this morning, I hope that you all will study these things out. And you can see often error by how many people are following these false teachers like Perry Stone and like Jim Baker. You can get a pretty good sense of what is happening. You know, I think on YouTube, Perry Stone has over 100,000 subscribers. They love. He appeals to their flesh. Larry Phillips' channel on YouTube has 123 subscribers. What a contrast. People don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear the lie. They want signs. They say, show us signs and miracles. They want prophecies, false prophecies, but they want them. They want to hear what the latest and greatest from Perry Stone and Jim Baker and all these rabbis are. When we have, Jesus Christ said, you look for a sign, but there will be no sign given you. But as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so was Jesus Christ will be 3 days and three nights in the belly of the earth. Well, he rose from the dead. He's seated at the right hand of God. He's coming back again. And he's not coming back for unbelieving, Talmudic, Kabbalic, Luciferian worshipers. He's coming back for his people, for those that he's called, for those he foreknew, for those he predestinated, for those he justified, for those he glorified. That's who he's coming back for. So may the good Lord be with you this day is my prayer. God bless.